We get 5 stars on that too, by the way, which is always nice.
We got 5 stars
for the Better Business Bureau. Yes.
Wow. So see, I didn't think there was anything higher than 3 stars.
Well, when you're talking hockey, there's only 3 stars, and this guy though, he should have 5 stars from the Minnesota Wild Radio Network. Kevin Faulness, been way too long, Kevin, to get you on the radio.
You know what? For that, you get 1 star.
Yeah, there we go. We're looking for 2 more before we're done. The Wild in Chicago coming up tomorrow night. Can't say any more that that's a pretty important game for the Wild with the league-leading Blackhawks.
Yeah, you know, I was convinced that the St. Louis Blues had overtaken the Blackhawks as the number one team in the Western Conference, let alone the Central Division. But the more and more that I look at the Chicago Blackhawks and what they've been doing and, you know, following up their Stanley Cup victory, I'll tell you, that to me is still the number one team with a bullet. They've got everything, you know, the top-end talent up front. They've got the great stuff happening there on the blue line. World-class goaltending as well. I mean, that's just a well-rounded team, and that's certainly going to be a real tough test Thursday night in St. Paul.
Nice win, though, for the Wild on Monday, beating Philadelphia. I remember Philadelphia was always one of those teams the Wild could never, or even in the old North Stars, never could beat Philadelphia.
Yeah, that used to be, and actually not even that long ago, they used to be one of the elite teams in the Eastern Conference. They fell on hard times, especially coming into this year, having lost 7 of their first 8 and having their head coach ran after like 3 games he got fired, one of 3 head coaching changes in the league this year. But they've turned things around. Outside of the 2-0 shutout the Wild put on them on Monday, they had won 8 of their last 11 prior to that game, and you know, I've been playing some good hockey, so I think the Wild should really hold their head up high. A key victory, stop the 4-game losing streak, and, you know, Josh Harding played well, got the 2-0 shutout, they got some timely goal scoring, and they played some great defense. So I think they feel like, even going back to the game in Colorado where they eked out the 1 point, I think they felt like they did some real good things against the Avalanche that night. They ran into a hot goaltender, and but they use that to propel them to the victory on Monday, and now they hope to build upon it against a real tough opponent Thursday.
You know, Kevin, when we first heard that Zach Parise had that foot contusion, out 2 to 3 weeks, and then the next morning he was at the morning skate, you know, didn't play. I think it was against Phoenix that he sat out. And I'm sitting here thinking, I don't want to see Zach Parise on the ice because I how important he is to the Wild, and then
last weekend,
and then he suits up and he's playing. I mean, how much of a shocker is it that Zach Parise, that's just more managing pain level, isn't it, with him?
Yeah, I mean, you want to say you're shocked, but then, you know, you guys have followed Zach Parise, and anyone that knows what type of player he is, you almost can't be shocked because that's the kind of guy that he is. I think he's the kind of guy that if he's sitting in the press box watching the game, he's probably going crazy and pacing like a caged animal. So he wanted to be out there. I was as shocked as anyone to see him come out of there in the morning skate that Wednesday following taking that shot off his boot, you know, against the Blues. It was an Alexander Steen slap shot directly into the middle of his left foot, and he buckled, went down in pain, got up, went off the ice, but didn't finish the contest. Tried to come out in the second period, didn't finish, and when they said 2 to 3 weeks, it was actually best-case scenario because that told you that it wasn't a broken bone, that he had just had a bruise and he just had to walk it off, I guess quite literally. But to think that he is back and ended up not playing that game against Phoenix but did return to the ice on Friday and missed just 1 game, you know, 3 to 4 days and missed just 1 game, to me speaks to what kind of an animal that guy is. So he's such a key part to this team, not only offensively, but the two-way game, the in-the-locker-room stuff. You know, I mean, he's got some good chemistry that's finally being developed there with Mikko Koivu. Such an integral part to this offense. It would have been real tough for this team to survive without him for 2 to 3 weeks, and surprisingly enough, they didn't have to. He's back out there and has been looking great.
Kevin, I am nervous about one aspect of this Minnesota Wild Hockey Club, and it's the goaltenders, Backstrom and Harding. I mean, they've sustained some injuries of recent throughout the early part of the season. What is their health, and are we going to see some consistency with their health the rest of the way?
I think Mike Gill would like to say that you're going to, but, you know, who knows? I mean, the good part about it is when one guy goes down, the other one seems to flourish. And we know coming into this season that Nicholas Backstrom was going to be the number one guy and Josh Harding was going to be in the backup role. But because Backstrom's been having a tough time staying healthy, I mean, Josh Harding has really taken the ball and run with it. I mean, he's been spectacular. This week was named the number three star of the National Hockey League for the month of November, has been unbelievable on home ice. I talked about his shutout on Monday, his third of the season. That's a career high in shutouts. He's got a career high in wins for 14, is 11-1 at XL Energy Center, and the stats are just eye-popping. It's ridiculous what he's done everywhere, let alone what he's done in St. Paul. So, whereas the downside has been, it's been real hard to keep the tandem healthy on any consistent basis for a 1-2 punch. The good part is one of them's been healthy in the stead of the other one. And when Harding goes down, you had Backstrom come up and actually steal a couple of games for this team. And Backstrom's been down quite a bit. But Harding has been, you know, rock solid. And you know, even if Mike Yeo won't admit it, he's basically the number one goaltender for this team right now and probably will be for the foreseeable future.
I know he doesn't have a lot of goals, but he's involved with a lot of assists. He's team high with points. Mikko Koivu, is he getting back to where Wild fans thought that Mikko Koivu should be?
You know what? The first month of the season, the Mikko Koivu detractors were somewhat vocal, and that's because he wasn't putting the puck in the net. Had a couple of goals in the month of October, and you need more than that from the captain of the team and a guy who's, you know, on that first line. But to go along with those two goals, he was like second or third on the team in points, so he was producing some offense, just not providing the goals on a regular basis that you'd like to see from a guy right in the middle of that top line. Now you flip the page over to November. Not only is he scoring goals, he's scoring clutch goals. The one that he scored in Colorado was maybe the biggest goal that this team has seen in recent memory because it helped. Yeah, they ended up losing that game in the shootout, but they ended up getting the game past regulation when he scores 5.7 seconds left, gets him a point in that game against the Avalanche, and it helps give them some positive vibes going into Monday. And that's just one example. I mean, that guy's been scoring some clutch late goals for this team here lately. I think it was the Winnipeg game where he scored both goals and helped the Wild come away with a 2-1 win. He's playing at an all-time high level for him, and I think it's because the chemistry between him and Parisi has become so good. And then whoever it is you're throwing on the right side, now it's up to Pominville. Before it was Charlie Coyle when Granlund was healthy and Granlund was able to play that second-line center. You had Coyle on that right side. Whoever it is that's over there on that right side happens to be the beneficiary of some great hockey because Koivu and Parisi have been playing spectacular, and I don't think you can give enough credit to what Mikko Koivu has been doing for this team.
Now, Kevin, the AHL, you know, moved from Houston to Iowa, now the Iowa Wild. With all the injuries that the Wild have had this year, has it been more advantageous to have that affiliate just down 35, not too far away? Because I know the Wild, they've had some guys that have been, you know, nicked and bumped and bruised, and they've had to use that. Has that made a difference at all in terms of travel, getting these guys up to the main squad a little bit easier?
Yeah, I think it's huge. Whereas it's a full day of travel if you're traveling from Houston to St. Paul. Mm-hmm. If you're going from Des Moines to St. Paul, I think they were saying it's a 3 to 4 hour drive, depending on how closely you're riding the speed limit. But I know they've had a couple of guys that have been called up at the last minute who have been able to take advantage of that. Jason Zucker just recently did it. I know, and in going back when he was sent back down to Houston, was able to make it, or Houston, when he was sent back to Des Moines, he was able to make it that night and actually scored a couple of goals. Darcy Kempers had to do it. Eric Halla, I think, actually made that drive. Mm-hmm. Carson McMillan here earlier this season as well. It's a huge bonus. I don't know that it's critical, but I think, like I said, it's a bonus to have them that close because to make that three-hour drive, I think it really helps these guys to be able to, just from a travel standpoint.
Well, the driver's got to be a lot better going from Des Moines to St. Paul than going the other way around, if you know what I mean.
Why are you hating on Iowa today, my God?
I'm just saying. You know, they would rather...
Especially for these guys, they want those NHL checks as opposed to an AHL check. And that,
that's right.
So from that perspective, absolutely. But we love our fans down in Des Moines.
That's what I was trying to get to. I may have been a little slow.
No, it's not.
I'm getting
not
there. Hey, good luck with the Blackhawks tomorrow night. It's going to be rocking up at the XL tomorrow night.
Should be fun. If you're coming up, make sure you bring your snowplow because we're dealing with a whole lot of snow in and around the area, but it should be a blast. Anytime you get the hated Chicago Blackhawks in your own barn, it should make for a fun affair.
Kevin, thanks for the time. Keep up the great work. We'll talk again soon.
All right, boys. See ya.
All right, see ya. There he goes, Kevin Faulness. You hear him on the broadcast. Pre-game, in-between periods, post-game, even during the game. Kevin Faulness of the Minnesota Wild Radio Network.